Hi Lee, thanks for sending over your picture of the cat. Welcome to the website and just newly become a member. And you've only been using pastel pencils since January. So you've taken on quite a challenging picture for so soon into the medium, but we're glad that you're loving it. You say in your email that the part you found most difficult is the long hair around the neck. So Dad and I are here to give you some tips and advice on this picture, Dad. What would you say about the long hair around the neck?
What I would say is we just look at the one picture. I understand you've been looking at several pictures, and I can understand where you've got the eyes from, because you can't see the eyes in the actual picture that you've taken as your main picture. So you've done a really good job. You've got the eyes right, you've got the ears right, you've got the nose, everything's right. It's when you drop below that area that it starts going wrong. And the way to do that is to try to work the colours a little stronger, because you've been a little weak with those colours underneath when it comes under the mouth. You need to be a little bit more dramatic with them, because it's a very dramatic animal. Mm. So to pay more attention to the contrast of the light and the dark would help greatly in this situation. Mm. And I think that just needs to be just a little bit more... just a little bold would be the word, a little bold with it. Start with the area directly under the lighter area of the cat, just below the mouth. Start with that and make that stronger to start with. If you do that and then gradually try to get the tones right, instead of what you've got at the moment, you've got light, dark, all the way around there. But if you look at the picture that I'm looking at the moment, it doesn't work like that. You've got various tones within that, various shades within that. Mm. Try to find those, and it would be greatly improved if you did that.
Yeah, there's a subtlety in the contrast, which we talk about a lot with pastel pencils. You know, almost every picture that comes in, there's something we could say. And it takes experience. It takes takes practice.
It does.
To get that subtlety. Yes. And you see that in animal fur, don't you?
Mm. If you look at the left-hand side of the picture as I'm looking at it, you've got an area of light, and you've put that area of light in. But if you look at the picture, there's an area of dark that you haven't actually put in. Do you know what I mean? You've resisted it, but if you actually just put that in there, it would make that look a little better, just that.
Yeah.
And then you follow it round from that dark area. You follow it round, all the way round the bottom of the...
As you do more pictures, Lee, you'll see the things that you're picking out, Dad. Like, you see more, don't you? As you do more, you see more.
Oh, you do.
In the picture, the lights and the darks, and which areas are stronger.
But you also got to understand too that you've chosen a really, really tricky picture here. That's really hard for someone who's just starting out in pastel work.
Yeah.
Even with my experience, if I was doing it, I would just struggle a little bit with that.
Yeah.
So don't be too hard on yourself.
Mm. You mentioned, Dad, about doing a background, and how on some of the pictures that Lee will see on the membership side, you've blended that fur into the background and sort of created more of a random finish to the animal along the bottom and around the
sides. Right. That's right. It works better if you can put pastel into pastel as opposed to just leaving it on a spare paper.
Line,
yeah, but again, you see, Steve, you've got the problem of backgrounds are also difficult.
Yeah.
So I think that certainly it would help if you did put a background in, but that's really up to you. It can be quite worrying.
Yeah.
To do that. But you could put a simple one in, just use a simple, it's got to have a contrast, that's the trouble. So you've got a dark animal at the top and a light animal at the bottom, or fur, rather.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got to find a background colour which would suit both purposes. And the way to do that is find a medium tone. There's lots of examples of them on the website, and you can look at the different animal pictures and see what kind of background that I use. But I think at this stage, probably my recommendation is not to do one at the moment, because it adds more pressure.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. At this stage in mindset,
I think so.
Taking on more, more than you can chew.
Yeah. Yes, you don't want to give yourself more headaches.
Yeah. Okay, Lee, look, I hope that helps. And well done, especially on a really tough picture. Do let us know if you make any changes to this picture. Send it over to us. We'd love to see it. And all the best for future projects. If you have anything more that you need help with, please just send it over. Bye for now.